Colonel, can you offer just a little preview and share part of the message you'll be bringing to Des Moines tomorrow?
Well, there are a couple of messages. One of them is that I want everybody to understand the history of the space program. I want everybody to understand what we have done and how that affects what we're going to do in the future. And I like everybody to understand what the space program basically is all about, which I have a very strong belief in, finding out a way to go somewhere else when we can't live here anymore.
Are you finding that even the tech-savvy young people today are more interested in apps, or do they still want to grow up to be astronauts?
Well, it all depends on who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to elementary and high school kids, they want to be astronauts. If I'm talking to college kids, a lot of them are more into apps. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. If I go somewhere and give a talk, the interest is all on astronauts in space. So I don't really get a lot of lackadaisical attitude toward it, or, you know, kind of like a negative attitude toward it. I think everybody really, really, really sees the value in the space program.
Just a few days ago, it was announced the Apollo 11 capsule is going on a national tour. Which is great. It's coming to nearest it'll be to Iowa, St. Louis. When you address today's college students, though, are you finding that they know the Apollo program, and do they give it the same awe and respect it might have seen two or three decades ago?
No, I don't think they do. I think that with the educational system we have in this country, we have begun to downplay the value of the space program because there are other things more important to the people who are trying to teach our kids. And it's a very liberal kind of thing where we don't extol the things that we've done really, really well because that detracts from the mass of whatever's going on. I don't know. I'm not a politician. I don't pretend to know all the psychology of what's going on today. But I do know that there has been a lot of downplaying the space program over the past 20, 30 years. And for whatever reason, I don't know, but that has also resulted in probably not a lot of emphasis on the part of the government towards the space program. And we've seen that our last president was not a fan and kind of chopped the money out from under NASA. And so they're struggling to get things done. I think now with Trump in office, we're going to see that turn around.
SpaceX, a private company, just announced this week it's going to send two space tourists to orbit the moon next year. What's your take on that effort?
I don't know what to make of it. Whoever those two people are, they got to be awfully, awfully wealthy to pay for that trip. I'd be kind of nervous about it. But at the same time, Elon Musk has said what he's going to do, and then he's gone ahead and done it. And I happened to be at the Falcon 9 launch last week, and I watched it take off, and then I watched that son of a gun land. It was absolutely amazing, and he can do things like that. So I would never, never cut him short. If he says he's going to do something, he's probably going to do it.
There is promise of a Mars mission eventually, but first perhaps returning to the moon. You've been to the moon. Would you say it's redundant, or do you think we need to go back to the moon, build a base there, launch to Mars from there instead?
Well, I like the first part of your statement. I think that it's okay to go to the moon and build a space station, or a base station, if you will, that would give us some training on long-term hostile environment living. To me, the real value of the moon would be to put a radio telescope on the backside of the moon because there's no atmosphere from there on out. That would be fantastic. The moon is not a good place to go to Mars from because it's just not, when you calculate the trajectories, it's just not a good place to go to Mars from. So there are going to be other things. But I think going to the moon to learn how to live in that hostile environment may be a very, very important thing for us to do before we go to Mars.
We are learning a lot from robotic missions to Mars and elsewhere, but for some people it just doesn't have the appeal of boots on the surface of another moon or another planet. Talk a little about how you view the future of our manned exploration.
Okay, well, I think no matter where we go, any place new that we go to, we need to do the robotic surveys first and then send people. You got to have boots on the ground if you're going to really do something when you get there. So I think, yes, manned spaceflight is going to be very important to us in the future. I don't think we can really understand. Well, if the purpose of the space program, in my like it, as in my mind, is to find a place where we go when we can't live on Earth anymore, then you got to have people go. You know, robots, that's no good at all. So you got to have people go. You got to have people find out what it's all about, establish whatever we need to beachheads establish, that kind of thing. I think the future for manned spaceflight is very bright right now. I would encourage any young people who had that in their sights for the future to really pursue that hard, because I think we're going to see a very, very expanded space program.